Welcome to this issue of the podcast. We all know that these artificial intelligence models are going to shift and change the parameters in relation to our work and how we work. And I don't believe that these models are necessarily the one thing that's going to transform everything for us, although they are going to change a hell of a lot of things. But there are some useful functions to come out of these models and how they are going to give us access to things that we perhaps never had access to before. It will allow us to give us interpretations on life and our actions if we choose to use them. Now, one of the things I've been doing with my AI tools is to be able to effectively package up my brain and package up everything I know about my life and my business into a working AI tool. And this is not overly complicated to do, but it does allow us to spend a bit of time to collate details about my working process, to collate details about what I know and what I understand and what my qualifications are and the things I do, the processes I use, and wrap them up into a questionable AI tool, which is really helpful for you as a business owner and for me as a business owner, in that I can give that tool to members of staff which are able to do a deep dive into how they should be working and how they should be answering questions and how they should be dealing with stuff, because I'm able to lay out policy and views and opinions and particularly ways where we can help our clients or help my clients with my knowledge. And so the whole idea around this is that we can package up the stuff that we've never been able to package up before and wrap it up into a usable online or offline tool. But what's really interesting, I was reading an article about this the other day, is that we've all got a need to have mentors or business advisors, or, you know, perhaps we look to an accountant, perhaps we look to our legal advisors, perhaps we look to other business owners to ask questions to get things done. Part of the work I do is about helping my clients understand what questions it is they need to ask. But with some of these AI models, what you're able to do is start to build a portfolio of knowledge. So for example, and this is the article I was reading the other day that I found stupidly interesting, really. So what they've done is they've actually taken all of the written works of some famous people. They've taken Lincoln, Edison, Dale Carnegie, some of the stuff from Darwin, some of the stuff from some of the more important business writers of our age, Naval, James Clear, and put this all into a working package. And then given the AI tool some direction to say, these are my peer writers, these are the people I look forward to when I want to be asking questions about my business and what I should do next and how I should manage things. And I want the overriding point of contact to be Lincoln or Edison or Naval. And so effectively you end up with a peer group, a group of people that you can ask questions of. And Richard Branson, interestingly, come up with a couple of these things. It might not have been Branson, but it was certainly one of the other large British-based entrepreneurs, had this imaginary peer group. So he would take a couple of deep breaths and start to meditate, and then in his own imagination ask questions to his peer group and wait for the answers to come up. And so these answers would be imaginary, but they would be answers from people that you would normally ask face to face, but you can actually ask them in your own mind. And that might sound a bit strange, but this is exactly what we're asking the AI tools to do with when you load it with information and you provide, then you start to ask it questions, and the AI tools will actually start to collate that information or collate the best response from all of the information they have. So these are a couple of things that are useful use cases for so-called artificial intelligence, and I'm not even sure that's the right term we should be using for this stuff now. But this will, you know, hopefully point you in the right direction and give you some ideas of how you can start to use some of these tools. As I said, I don't believe that artificial intelligence is the panacea, but if you're a small business owner, it's very easy to start to get good levels of leverage from these tools. And this leverage is effectively like having a third party or a highly qualified helper to be able to help you put some thoughts together and to give you a bit of direction, particularly if you're maybe stuck or not sure what to do next. Anyway, my name is Richard Smith. If you need any help on this, you can go over to therichardsmith.com and find out some more information about me. Get in touch if you want to chat and want to understand how to put some of these things together and how you can get them working for you. We'll be doing some tutorials at some point. But the idea is, from where I stand, is that every small business is different and will need a different tool, a different way of doing things, which is how I help you make more sales and make more money. Anyway, www.therichardsmith.com. Look forward to hearing from you.